That's Diamond Mine, taken off the album Liminal, and the musicians are the Riza Kota Quartet. Joining me on the line is Riza Kota. What wonderful, wonderful music, Riza. Beautiful, beautiful. This is your latest album, right?
That's correct, yes. Hi.
What went into the music on this album?
So this album is our second album, and we've been working together as an ensemble for close to 10 years now. In fact, the bass player and I go back since 2006 when I moved to Cape Town. So it's really just the sort of coming to fruition of ideas and compositions and the time spent together. I think that's the basis for a lot of what we're hearing in the album. But, you know, it's also, there are my compositions, most of them. There's one cover on the album. So, yeah, that's what's going on.
And I suppose the advantage in creating music with people you've known for decades means that the whole process is natural, organic, and very much instinctive.
Yeah, definitely in this band. I mean, it's probably maybe not always the case in bands. I mean, I know of bands where you might be together for a while, but there's tensions or problems in the band. But in this situation, I can say that everyone's really dedicated to the music. The musicians are really, like, just willing to focus, and it's amazing. It's really a privilege to work with these musicians.
It's certainly a privilege to listen to it. I promise you that much. Now, you'll be on one of the stages at the Cape Town International Jazz Festival, which is taking place at the CTICC on the 29th and the 30th of March. What are we going to be listening to when you're on stage?
You're going to listen to tunes from the album, the new album Liminal, which is, by the way, it's available on all digital platforms. So if anyone wants to hear it, you can just go on iTunes or Apple Music, Spotify, or any one of these platforms. And I have CDs. So that will be the repertoire. Obviously, it's a one-set performance, so we won't play all the tunes, but we will select the most sensible tunes for that program. Yeah.
It's a fantastic festival in many ways, and it's a festival that has received some level of criticism in the, you know, given the amount of popular music that is on the certainly other bigger stages. And the reality is, in order for us to enjoy the Riza Kota Quartet and some of the jazz bands and musicians that have been invited from overseas, we need the Chaka Khans of this world to obviously attract the numbers and make the money for the organizers to justify all of this. I would suggest people just stick to the Moses Mulelekwa stage as well as the Rosie stage, and then you'll be fine.
Yes.
You'll be satisfied with the jazz.
You know, there's something for everyone. So for those like myself and probably you, that you'll go to Rosie's and Moses Mulelekwa stages. And for those who want to have a party or a good time, then there's other stuff available. And sometimes I end up going to the big stage as well to check out some stuff. There was one of my favorite Ethio jazz composers, I think it was last year.
Oh, yes.
Mulatu Astake.
Oh.
He was in,
It felt like a masterclass in jazz. For those who don't know, he's an Ethiopian-born jazz artist who I think was in his late 70s, early 80s. And he really is a person who was responsible for taking the influence of Ethiopian jazz to really the world jazz stage. And he had a band of just incredible musicians, and his set was exceptional.
Yeah, definitely. No, that was amazing. So, yeah, I mean, the festival's great. I've gotten to see incredible musicians over the years. Like, it's mind-blowing, the musicians and the level. And also recently, the South African musicians that are on the stages are equally mind-blowing. So it's a real treat.
I'm counting the days. It is Africa's grandest gathering, no doubt. And of course, this year, celebrating 20 years. Riza, all the best to you and your quartet. And
thank
I'll certainly be front and center consuming the music.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much, Riza Quarter, lead musician in the Riza Quarter Quartet. And the music you're hearing in the background, beautiful, Diamond Mind, taken off their latest album called entitled Liminal. 29th and the 30th of March at the CTICC is where the Cape Town International Jazz Festival is going to be taking place. You can go to CapeTownJazzFest.com for details of all the artists that have been announced to date, and obviously how you can get your tickets. There are some tickets still available at various outlets where you can buy tickets.